Welcome to the Paranormal News Insider for October 22nd, 2012. In cryptid news, an international team of cryptozoologists, including Adam Davies, were in Washington State in September investigating reports of Sasquatch sightings. An image appeared on a trail cam that is getting some attention. Personally, when I first saw it, the image looked to be of a person sitting up in a sleeping bag putting a shirt on. I was amazed to find a comment at the bottom of the page that matched my initial thought. I have looked closer at the photo and see little to make me think that this is a Sasquatch. And since the photograph is attached to big names, it is getting a lot more line to hang itself on than typical blob squatch photos. A man in central Pennsylvania has filed a report with the local police over the damage done to his 1973 Dodge Winnebago recreational vehicle. The windows and taillights of the RV were smashed. The owner, John Reed, states that prior to the incident, he had seen a Bigfoot near his motorhome. He turned an exterior light on to get a better look when the Bigfoot began throwing rocks at the motorhome. John Reed runs the Lycans Valley Sasquatch Hunters page on Facebook and states he has investigated them for 3 decades, even though he's 39 years old. Mr. Reed states on his Facebook page that much of this information was misconstrued and that he never stated that Bigfoot destroyed his vehicle, only that items were stolen and his property damaged. He also states he would never call it a Bigfoot, as he uses the old term Sasquatch. Calls into the forest for Bigfoot were not returned. And in other news, an odd event at Camp Minden in Louisiana has many people scratching their heads. A large boom and bright light was seen in the sky at 11:30 p.m. on October 15th. Officials initially felt this was a meteor and had subsequent radar validation since it was initial bright light prior to the big blast. It was also thought that this could be a gas well explosion. It took authorities several hours to realize a bunker had exploded, which has stirred conspiracy theorists into overdrive. The radar hit was more than likely from the cloudburst that shot up from the initial explosion. The area was blanketed in heavy fog all night, which made it difficult to find the bunker that had been destroyed, which was still deep in the woods. Theories run from a crashed UFO to a Russian submarine firing on the base from the Gulf of Mexico. Conferences, conventions, and other paranormal gatherings. October 25th, join the Alameda Paranormal Researchers as they raise money for the USS Hornet Aircraft Carrier Education Department. The event will be a live pre-investigation party and will host footage of their evidence, equipment check, education, and more. The event is on Thursday, October 25th at 7 p.m. at the White Horse Bar in Oakland, California. See alamedaparanormal.com for more information. Join John E.L. Tenney for Realm of the Weird, Ghost Hauntings and Spirits on Saturday, November 3rd in Winchester, Virginia. See johntenney.eventbrite.com for more details. If you have any information about any event and would like to hear it here, let me know at insider@paranewsinsider.com. And for myself, next week I have a couple of events. The first being on October 29th at 7 p.m. at the Community Library in Sunbury, Ohio, and the following night, October 30th, at the Westerville Public Library, also at 7 p.m., and that'll be for the fourth consecutive year. These events will be in the Columbus, Ohio area, and the hunt is underway for events for 2013. I'm starting to slowly gather some of these events and will probably not post all of them until towards the end of the year, which I will also be doing my top 10 paranormal events of 2012. Hopefully we make it through December.
60 days until the end of the world.
Be sure to visit the Grandark Conspiracy Network at thegdc.ning.com, on Facebook, and live every Monday and Tuesday night at 10 p.m. Eastern on sharkradionetwork.com. I'll see you in the chat room, and I'll see you next week for the Paranormal News Insider. I'm Brian Parsons.